Yeah, no rate increases. Did a 25% increase in 2018 and then a 7% increase 2019 through 2023. It's projected that proposed 2023 rate would be roughly $49 a month to the average resident. So that would be a 75% rate increase over that time period. So very considerable. The state, you know, when they partner and put their funds forward, they want to make sure that from one community to another that they're paying kind of similar rates to the local residents and beneficiaries are paying their fair share. You know, that rate increase will certainly get us to that level. But, you know, I think anybody would agree a 75% increase is very significant. We've had a plant that's really outlived its life expectancy. I mean, this really goes back to the Work Projects Administration, where they did projects across the country to help communities recover from the economic downturn at the time. But you know, when we've had a plant from major portions from 1939, we've really squeezed every last dime out of the infrastructure that we could. So now we kind of have to move that up to make sure that when people flush their toilets, that they can be assured that it goes away and is treated properly and meeting the environmental standards. You know, as we visit with the state, I think we're really pressing upon them that Austin should be treated equally as other communities. Unfortunately, there is a $7 million cap as part of the PSIG program, and that really disadvantages larger population communities like Austin compared to other communities, so that's why we've really asked for that additional financial accommodation to put us at parity with other communities and keep it affordable for our ratepayers, even though it will be a large increase.